This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Jen Sheehan. Re-entering society after time behind bars is one of the most volatile times for former inmates. Probationary periods often involve mandated classes, regular visits with probation officers, and keeping detailed records of how you spend your time. It's time-consuming, and making mistakes can mean a return to prison. Judy Bell spent 26 years at the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla before her release in 2013. She shares her story about re-entering society in this piece, produced by Leela Day.
My name is Judy Bell. I was born and raised here in San Francisco, California, predominantly from the Bayview area, off of 3rd Street, over by Candlestick Park. I would say overall, I had a lot of challenges because I was placed in different homes due to different things going on in my parents' life at that time. My mom, at one time, she was an addict, and my father was an alcoholic. Drugs was my downfall. It was crack, cocaine, and actually that beast, that demon got a hold of me in the beginning when it very first came out, which was the early 80s. So it was crack, cocaine, and they used to call it Grimmies or Fry Daddies when you would lace it and sprinkle it over marijuana. So I used to smoke it that way. And then I got introduced to the bass pipe. I just did not know. I didn't know what I know now. I didn't know then. And I thought it was cool. You know, I thought I was being hip, smoking crack and running the streets of San Francisco and just living life on impulse. And my very first incarceration, meaning prison, was in 1988. And that's when I was convicted of second-degree murder. And the truth was that I did commit the crime. However, it was due to me and the lifestyle that I was living at the time. It was never intended for no one to be hurt. It's ironic because I did come from a very wealthy family. I realized I got caught up in the fast life versus being more grounded and disciplined, you know, with my family. So my sentence was 15 to life with the possibility of parole. I served 26 and a half years in prison. That was so unreal to me. I felt like I had detached from myself. I was no longer present. I couldn't even imagine that, you know, and then I also feel that a part of me numbed up so bad that nothing even mattered after my mom passed away and I was being taken away from my kids due to poor choices that I made at such a young age. I felt that nothing mattered no more. I'm gone. You know, it's negligent that what you did and someone lost their life due to it. That was very hard for me to sit with and come to terms with for a very long period of time. I was foolish. I was in my folly. So I don't feel that the system was wrong in the length of time they gave me. However, I do feel that I pretty much got it before the 26 years lapsed. I was just released in 2013, the happiest day of my life. I was given $200 gate money. $200 gate money and the property that I had. I was told that I would be back. Some of the staff were like very negative about my release, but then there was also some that were very happy and encouraging me and wishing me well. It was an emotional day. I seen actually some staff with tears in their eyes of joy, though, you know, and it touched me just to see that. Just to be able to touch my children and run up and hold them, and my son just cried, my daughter cried. You know, I still have grandkids that I have not even met in person yet. Walden House is a recovery home for women returning back into society. You go through three phases of the program. You got orientation, main treatment, and then reentry. And in each phase of it, you remain, say, like 6 to 8 weeks. I have my own little lamp right there beside my bed. And it's homey, it's comfy for me, aside from the mold. I haven't had a bath in years, so to be able to just soak and close the door, and there's a little radio that I could turn on my jazz in there and just zone out and just total relax, you know, it's wonderful. Well, now we're in Bell's Cleaners, which is my family's business, and I'm getting ready to start my day working here.
The tracker closed. And I try not to go too fast when I roll it around because the power, it does what it do sometimes. But so I'll find his order by checking over here, right? On the rack, the clothing rack.
At one time, I was serving a life sentence, and that was the language that they used in that place to describe people that were serving time. They'd say, oh, she's a lifer, or she's a long-termer. So they pretty much, it was more or less like a jacket that was put on us, just being in the judicial system and in prison. And now, I don't call myself a lifer, but I know that even in prison, I had to stop using that terminology because for so long, you continue to call yourself a lifer. You're going to think and act like a lifer. And the majority of ones that do that don't really do anything to try to get out of prison. I am more than a conqueror. I am better than I was before. And I am starting over stronger. I'll be 50 this year. And it's a huge blessing because I'll be turning 50 in the free world.
Judy Bell is still working at her uncle's dry cleaning store and continues to live in the group home Walden House on Treasure Island. She will complete her re-entry program next year and plans to move closer to family in San Francisco's Bayview District.